Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon at this time, I chat to people who have mastered living well in various different ways, whether it's from getting their sleep in order, meditation, hiking, laughter, yoga, lots and lots of different things. But today I am chatting to Jennifer Rock, the owner of The Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients, who's with me in studio. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Well, listening to that list now, I have a few more things to master in my life. I'm not sure I'm doing them all, but
you've turned what probably maybe in some cases might have been a passion into your professional career, and like you've obviously are somebody who's been minding your skin from a very early age.
From yay high, yeah. Yes. I suppose I suffered at my own skin, as many teens do. And obviously the teen conversation is such a large conversation at the moment. And largely I can empathise with them because I did suffer at my own skin, not to the degree that it warranted medical attention per se, but we're talking 3 decades ago when I was that stage of life. And so it just wasn't the norm. Now I suppose people are unfortunately putting a lot more pressure on themselves to look a certain way. And all I really want to try and do in the most honest answer is give people the education they need as to what are the non-negotiables in skincare. So you have like a checklist of, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, so that you know that you're minding yourself. And I think the part people forget is that the skin's an organ, so it's okay to want to invest in it and take that time for yourself.
So when we talk about the non-negotiables for you, I suppose, first of all, I'm thinking there's probably a lot of parents at home now and, you know, they've young sons, daughters, and maybe they're talking a little bit more about starting a skincare regime. I'm not going to talk about the anti-aging aspect. I know we spoke about that before, but when should parents start to give their kids, like, you know, a cleanser or whatever it is they want them to use?
I mean, the reality, lots of my friends are having little people at the moment. And I suppose my son is that little bit older, so it feels like a million years ago when I was talking about that at home. But if they're talking about detergents and what are they putting on their skin and what do you put into the bath water and so on and so forth. So I'd always say follow your doctor's advice when they're absolutely tiny like that. But always being, I suppose, aware and cognitive of what you're putting onto the skin is definitely step one. In terms of when do they start using product, realistically, it's, I mean, to be honest, SPF is one of those things that we know we bring away when, you know, we're on our summer holidays and we're perhaps out of the island. But thinking about that when they're a little bit younger, and we are in summer months, is important as a minor. And then when you get towards the teenage years, I know my teenage years, back to how I said I got into skincare, there were spots rampant, you know, clay masks, a little, like some form of gentle acids were ideal at that stage, just to mop up the extra oil. And then always go to the doctor if you feel that your child is in any way suffering with eczema, psoriasis or acneic prone skin. But it's a huge topic of conversation for all generations. Yeah.
I imagine in your teenage years, though, or certainly that early kind of, you know, preteen, probably whatever, 10 to, you know, 9, kind of 10, 11, 12, you're washing your face when you have your bath or your shower. Moisturiser is, I presume, kind of a balm.
Sometimes, yeah, absolutely. They don't necessarily need it per se, but that's where that SPF element, even a physical form. So in the SPF realm, there's two forms typically. So it's what we call a chemical SPF. That sounds negative because people fear the word chemical, but I sit here with a glass of water in front of me. Water is a chemical. So don't always be scared by the word chemical. And then the other form is what we call a physical SPF. So you're looking for things like zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, and they are kind of kinder to the skin in a sense, if you will. So using your child, you know, washing themselves with shower gel or bubble bath or, you know, some sort of body cleanser, absolutely fine when they're washing themselves. And then something like an SPF with a moisturiser in it is fine when they're out and about or going out in the summertime.
Yeah.
But more than that, they don't really need. They don't. But then when you turn into adulthood, I suppose people think, do I need anything? And I suppose what I'm really careful with, as you say, with the Skin Nerd or with Skin Ingredients, is I don't want people to feel that we're preying into their insecurities. That's not what skincare is supposed to be about. So it's more if you feel that, you know, you're looking in the mirror and you're feeling slightly lethargic, how do we empower you to feel better in yourself? Because we're all living busy lives.
Do you know what, like, the thing I noticed in more recent years, as I'm now in my 30s, like clinging on to the right with dear life, but like sometimes I just look at myself and I'm like, my skin just looks wrecked, exhausted. Like I'm just, you know, so tired and dehydrated looking.
And if you were to look at that and then ask yourself, am I tired? Because often the skin is often a barometer of what's going inside, isn't it? Like you hear people say, we're talking about stress an awful lot in our content online, and people are really messaging in to say, yeah, my skin is generally tired, lethargic, dry, irritated, sensitive, inflamed because I'm tired, because I can't manage my day to day. And so many of us can't. So it's often getting to the root of the problem. But there are ingredients, there are products that you can apply that should shouldn't cost you an arm and a leg, that you can use every morning, every evening, and just feel good about yourself. I think what I don't love about my sector, which is slightly controversial to not love something about your own sector, is that people feel they have to, inverted commas, use an awful lot of product and buy the trendiest and the most expensive.
Well, that's the thing.
They often, they really, really don't.
Everyone
really
will, don't. I know the messages will start to come in now. It's, you know, well, I, you know, I'm in my late 30s. What should I be using on my face? But what really do you need?
So, do you know what? I'm a big advocate of consultation because obviously everyone's life is slightly different. But there are what I describe, as you just said, non-negotiables in that everybody can benefit from it, regardless of age. When I say regardless of age, I'm talking, you know, adulthood onwards and regardless of where you live and genders and so on and so forth. So the answer to that question is cleanse every morning and evening with a cream-based cleanser. One that you like, one that's calming, hydrating on the skin.
Why not
that
the oil one?
So you can use an oil either, but oil can sometimes leave a bit of a barrier. So if you don't remove the oil and then you go to put on a serum, for example, it might not penetrate. And then I'm not often a fan of a wash unless you have quite problematic oily prone skin, because a lot of them, not all, a lot of them can actually over cleanse your face and over wash your face. So if you're washing your face with a product and you feel so squeaky and clean and tight and you psychologically say, I'm clean.
Yeah.
There's a possibility it's just disrupting your skin's barrier ever so slightly. So that's why I'm a big fan of a cream-based cleanser. And then a hydrating serum, because like we need hydration inside, we need hydration outside. I'm sitting in the car, I'm putting the heat on, I'm running into the house, it's cold, I'm back into the house and wait for the heat to come on. Like, we ask a lot from our skin. So hydration externally is a key ingredient, especially on this beautiful island of ours. And then retinoids. The conversation of retinoids.
So this is now when we go into these actives, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So retinoid is essentially the family name for vitamin A, and there's many different forms. The most commonly spoken about one of late is an ingredient called retinol. So a powerful powerhouse ingredient, but it needs to be treated with caution. As with anything, you go to the gym, you don't go straight to the heavy kilograms to lift, you know, you build yourself up to that way. Retinol probably is, or retinoids are probably the clinically proven to have the biggest impact in your skin in a topical, i.e. an over-the-counter product, meaning that you don't have to go to get a prescription or anything like that. And so they help with lines, wrinkles. I don't make them go, because that's just, I mean, over-promising.
We're asking a lot of them as it is.
But yeah, and skincare is science, but it can do so much, exactly. So pigmentation, size of pores, texture, just general sun damage. So that does make a big difference. And then the last piece I'd say, particularly when you're using a retinoid, is to use an SPF. So if you're asking me 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, what should I be, inverted commas, doing every day? If you're someone that has a very simplistic regime, I endorse that. Like, I encourage that. It's about what's in the product. So it's like if you and I go to the gym and I twirl and I leave, but I told my friend, I went to the gym. So I went to the gym, but I didn't do a lot in it. Meanwhile, you're there doing your cardio, you're doing your weights, like you're using the correct, you're doing it correctly. Yeah. So with skincare, all I'd say is make sure it's a hydrating cleanser. Don't spend a lot on it. Hydrating serum can be quite affordable, to be fair. But the retinoid and the vitamin C's, they're where I would be spending a little bit more, because they correct the skin. And then your SPF to shield against the future.
Do you need to have a consultation? Like, can you just prescribe yourself, you know, the vitamin A's and the vitamin C's and the retinol, or what? Do you need a consultation before you start that?
A great question, and a really, I suppose, a relevant one to today. So because of, I suppose, the conversations of teen, and I know we spoke about this before, because that conversation surrounding teen and what age should they start using skincare, there's been an increase in all generations wondering what is retinol, because they've heard of it and so on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of conversations saying, like, who needs it and how do I know what to use for my skin? And the answer is SPF, the best one you will get is the one you like. Because if you like it, you'll apply it and you'll comply. So no, you don't need a consultation for that. You don't need a consultation for a cream cleanser to make sure you're removing it properly, and pretty much not for hydrating. In terms of retinol, retinoids, it's just starting slow. So if there's something like a 0.3 or 0.6%, start with that first and then get used to it and then go up to your 1%. But there's never any harm. And like brands like ourselves are always available online. We can go to your local pharmacy or your local clinic and they'll advise you how to use it properly to get those results, because we deserve them.
Yeah, you're a long time, obviously, in the cosmetic beauty industry.
Is my skin giving my age away?
Yeah, no, not like, I'm just looking at your skin and I'm like, my God, the glow of it, you know, it's perfect. But I'm just thinking, is it like, it's an ever changing and a fast changing industry? Like, is it hard to keep up with? You know,
it would be hard if it wasn't my absolute passion.
Yeah.
And do you know what? There's a danger line between absolutely adoring your career, because it probably means at times I don't have boundaries. Like, if you look at my algorithm on social media, it's all skincare brands. It's people that, you know, formulators, cosmetic chemists, the regulatory element to it. It's business beauty, business cosmetics. So I'm immersed in it, probably unhealthily so, I'm going to be honest, but I adore it.
Yeah.
So to answer the question, but it is a fast moving one, and it changes, as with everything, it changes constantly. constantly, and because it's such a consumer driven demand, and it's such a, you know, it's such a huge, I suppose if you look at the revenue that it generates globally, it's not going to change.
Ireland's so a big player in it too.
We are, we generally are. And do you know what? There's an element of, as I go back to that non-negotiables, investing in products that make you feel good in your skin. And I always say, and I've said this to you before, take a photograph of your skin when you start any skincare regime. Take a photograph 30, 60, 90 days later and see if that skincare product is actually working for you as opposed to you just like the feel of it. And yeah, generally my philosophy in life is always we deserve to feel good in our own skin. Sounds a little bit perhaps airy-fairy, but I truly do believe it.
Yeah, well, whatever you're doing, I'm sitting, you know, arm's length away from you at the moment, and your skin, like, it's just, there's a shine off it and the glow of it. You look great. So if that's any barometer, I can give you that. Jennifer Rock, thanks a million as always for joining us today in studio. Jennifer is the owner of The Skin Nerd and Skin Ingredients.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.